This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the No BS Zone. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we have the first fast and factually accurate overview of what's going on in the news talk radio business. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, featuring Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher there. A big job, but his shoes are big enough his feet are big enough to fill those shoes. Yes.
I have very big feet.
Congratulations.
And they're getting wider and bigger.
Yes, they're getting flat like mine are. You know, the older you get, the flatter they get. So the stories, nothing old about the story list this week or the people list. Michael's going to go through, and then we'll have some thoughts, comments, and we'll work our way through some of the names. Like, do you know who Vivek Ramaswamy is, if that's the way to pronounce his name? Okay, anyway, go through the list, and we'll then pick it apart with our own examination.
All right, number 10, severe weather. The weather is, just as we were all thinking on the East Coast that we're getting away with a
warm,
mild
spring,
a mild winter, this monster storm is going to engulf the nation.
Right.
At number 9, we have...
I'm on the other side of the world. I took a plane to get out here, as I often do, to see my family. When the weather's bad in New England, I jump on a plane to come to California because it's supposed to be,
better. I hear there's snow there. I hear there's a blizzard in
California. Snow. Well, it's in the foothills, but the snow's down to 1,000 feet down in the valley, actually. And so it's like at the moment, it's 42 degrees here.
That's amazing.
And I think if I were to look at the temperature in Boston at the moment, it's probably 24, not that much different. Anyway, so, and then...
Are you going to build a snowman?
I might take my grandson out to go up to...
What a great thing for the kids.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah. Anyway,
at number 9, okay. Well, are you still talking about the weather?
Yeah, I was going to tell a plane story, but it's no.
Go ahead. I want to hear it. I'm not ready to go through the drudgery of reading all this.
No. I don't think it's drudgery. It's interesting. The plane, the winds are so strong going across the country in the jet stream that we had a fly. We took off from Boston at 6 o'clock, and flew north into Canada. And into from Toronto across to Saskatchewan, Alberta, and then down into across Montana. We never go that high or that far. And it took another hour and 17 minutes to go around the storm. So when we're landing at LAX, the pilot says, I didn't want to concern you because we weren't sure we were going to make it on the fuel that we had. Everything with the plane had as much fuel on it as it could take. And it's not supposed to fly on more, than 7 hours. So he said the way they had negotiated or worked the engineering of the fuel usage, they were able to make it without having to stop for fuel, along the way. But he said, as we landed LAX, we're on fumes.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Oh, I can't believe. Meanwhile, were they telling you that we're very north? Yeah, we're near the Arctic Circle.
We didn't go that far, but we went way up into Canada, to get around the storm. It's now the storm that you're getting today, and New England will get over the weekend before it blows out, I think, on Sunday, has started here. But now there's another storm that's here that is starting, and it'll wind its way across the country as well. So even though spring is less than a month away, around the equinox, there's lots of activity. Every year, it's winter. It's winter.
I mean, I remember during the years that I have lived in New England, and just for background, I've lived almost everywhere in the country. I've lived in California, Florida, New York. We've had, out of nowhere, blizzards in April.
I remember getting a snowstorm on May 5th. one year because the power went out, and I had we were milking 40 cows on the farm at the time, and the milk tank was full of milk, and it was ruined because there was no electricity there. We didn't have a generator.
And it could turn on a dime. You could think that spring is in the air. You smell it. The buds are there. The bees are out, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're hit with a storm. So severe weather is, in fact, what's being talked about. You know, the weather is always talked about anyway. We don't always put the weather in. It's only when it's newsworthy weather. The two things that most people talk about that are not on our surveys is small talk about computers, about the weather, and about celebrity gossip. But this is a News Talk radio survey, so here we go. So the weather is at 10. People are talking about the deadly shootings, and now, you know, it's which one are you talking about? It's
there have been 6,200 people dying at the hands of a gun since the beginning of the year, and many of those have been suicides. That's something that is not very much talked about.
Suicide is a problem as well. I mean, that's a mental health problem, and suicide is a serious pandemic, especially with young people. These are terrible, terrible social problems indicative of a deeper problem in our society. At number 8, we have this national divorce story.
I mean, yes, that's very troubling. And we have the credibility of Marjorie Taylor Greene to thank for that. The Republicans should go their own way. The Democrats should go their own way. And ne'er the twain shall meet.
She's calling for is
ridiculous.
A civil war. She's calling for the end of America. Basically. Yeah. What's wrong with this woman? What's wrong with her?
All she's looking for is attention. She wasn't probably breastfed as a child, and so she needs attention. She was ignored by her parents, and so she doesn't want to be ignored anymore. So let's make a lot of noise.
Are you making that up, or do you have inside information?
I'm suggesting it's one theory. How's that?
There are people listening to this broadcast that think you and I are terrible for even saying anything negative about her, that they actually like
her. That's too bad. Yeah, good. They can like her.
I'm just pointing out there are people that like her. Which is shocking. if I were the most ardent conservative Republican, I still wouldn't like her. I think that people like that make the American conservative Republican look bad.
Yeah.
Criticism is not just against the other guy. The best criticism is when you criticize your own, clean up your own
backyard.
When
you look critically at, that's one of the things. I got off on this toot earlier when I was talking about the Liber, the definition, the fundamental root of the word liberty and liberal, all come from the same root word, liber, and the fact that we use that to apply to Democrats, often liberal Democrats, there's nothing liberal about trying to confine you as much of what the Democratic rhetoric is about, to control everything. There's no liberty involved in that anymore. Then the people who call themselves conservative even know what that word means. And this
You're making a very good point that the labels are no longer accurate.
Ridiculous.
And maybe that's because we don't teach political science in school properly.
Yeah.
And we throw terms around that are inaccurate. And and thus people are using terminology that is off the mark. It's a problem. And number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States, Section 230 arguments. That's some complicated stuff, but it's very important stuff. And the key is for us to be able to talk about it in layman terms.
Yes.
The Supreme Court justices don't understand it.
No.
How's the average person? And those of us in the media charged with explaining it are caught between a rock and a hard place. The terminology of the lawyers and our own inability to translate legal arguments and legal issues into everyday language. And it so affects everything we talk about in terms of what the platforms on the Internet are liable for and what they are protected against. It's tough stuff.
I'm going to have, this is a program note, later in this broadcast, in this hour, we'll have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official lawyer, if you will, legal mind for Talkers Magazine, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He will be here to explain Section 230 and what the arguments have been are about that have been presented to the Supreme Court.
Very timely, and you have the right guy doing it.
Yep, for sure.
And number six, we have the Trump investigations, and that, you know, the walls are closing in on him, but they have always seemed to close in on him.
Exactly.
We have the toxic train wreck still being discussed at five. And number four, the 2024 presidential race, that's heating up a little bit, whatever that means. U.S.-China relations at three, the Russia-Ukraine war at two, and connected to that, President Biden's European trip at number one. Want to go through the people fast?
Yes.
Okay. Number 10, Tucker Carlson. Number 9, Kevin McCarthy. Number 8, the aforementioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 7, Emily Kors. She's on the grand jury in Georgia. Pete Buttigieg at number 6. At number 5, a household name, Vivek Ramaswamy. At number 4, somebody who wishes she was a household name, Nikki Haley. Number 3, the ultimate household name, Donald Trump. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. Did I lose my numbers there? Number 1,
yeah,
Joe Biden.
Okay.
Whatever, you get the drift.
All right, people, this story list, and we'll dig into some of the backgrounders. Let's go to the Ukraine war, which is number 2 this week, as we continue overviewing the conversations on News Talk Radio around the country on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, I want to focus your attention on a website. The website is toploss.com. Everyone around the country every week when they listen to this program, they know that I've been talking about the product Calitrin, which has been now it's been recognized around the world, not just around America, as the safest way for you, your spouse, your entire family to lose weight and keep it off. So what else do I have to say really about it other than it works and it's all natural and you should try it? That's pretty much it. I can't tell you the ingredients are simple. You can find them online at toploss.com. You can see all of the references from people around the world who have taken this and been successful. See that stuff? Check it all out. Satisfy yourself. Toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello,
and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem.
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and we've been through the people list and the story list for the week of February the 20th to 24th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in most of the news talk programs and stations around the country, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, and his staff. So the number one and number two item this week, Michael, I think we can tie them both together because Joe Biden started his trip to Europe by going to Ukraine. It was very interesting that on the way over, it was very quiet. Nobody knew he was leaving at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday to go over there, which is a well-kept secret. Somebody usually leaks those things. And about halfway across the Atlantic, they notified the Russians that Biden would be in Ukraine during the day. And I thought to myself, that's rather strange, given the fact that Joe Biden and Putin haven't talked for well over a year. And so did anybody bring that up?
It was fascinating that happened. I found that to be amazing. You know, first of all, the reason they were bringing him there secretly was, for the most part, you know, I guess not to have the Russians know.
Right. They don't know. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they want to protect him from, you know, an outpouring of love and support from the Ukrainians. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the underlying reason was so that there's not an accidental catastrophe. Right. You know, can you imagine if the Russians did not know that Biden is there and they hit him with a missile or something happens?
Great.
That could be the beginning of the end of everything. So it was in everybody's interests that the Russians knew.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows that there's communication going on in back channels all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So in terms of the war itself, this week, as we recognize this to be the first
1 year anniversary
of it. Yeah, is that the right word? I guess it is the right word.
It is the right word.
So the UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to approve a resolution condemning the Russians. So why didn't that happen the first day of the war? Why did it take them a year at the UN? Isn't the UN supposed to, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Looking at these problems and trying to solve them. As far as I can see, the UN hasn't done a damn thing about any of this except talk about it, but they're not even you know, the certainly the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and others, the Europeans that are trying to get Ukraine in, which the Russians say is the reason they went to war, because they don't want Ukrainians to belong to any European alliance.
So they don't want them to be part of NATO because they don't want NATO on their doorstep.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
There is a Russian point of view on this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I support it or I don't support it, but it is really stupid not to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian point of view is that, sorry, Ukraine, but you're right on our border. You're not France, you're not England, you're not Canada. You're on our border, mm-hmm. very much like the United States is concerned about Cuba and things that happen, you know, the Monroe Doctrine. If China or Russia suddenly had a foothold in the Western Hemisphere, we would be concerned as we've been in the past, just like China is concerned about Taiwan, Hong Kong, and all those places. This is a reality, and it's really at the crux of a schism that's developing in American politics and on talk radio about just how long and how wise is it for us to support this war.
Yep. We've put in as much money as everybody else put together. I'm looking at Reuters, the effect on this, 42,295 people have died, not counting the Russians. At least 56,000 people have been injured, not the Russians. 15,000 people are missing, not Russians. 14 million people in Ukraine have been displaced. 140,000 buildings have been destroyed. And it's cost them almost a half $1 trillion. There you go. Those are the stats. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal officials are reporting an overheated component on a rail car carrying plastic pellets was likely the cause of the Norfolk Southern train derailment earlier this month in Ohio. A safety alarm warning of an overheated axle and/or bearing went off just before the massive crash. U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson ordered former President Trump and FBI Director Christopher Wray to be questioned in a pair of lawsuits against the Justice Department and the FBI by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The former agent's text messages gave Trump the proof how the FBI was being politically used against his administration. A judge's ruling in Texas could halt access to an abortion pill across the United States. A group of anti-abortion doctors is asking a district court judge in Amarillo, Texas, to vacate the FDA-approved abortion pill, mifepristone. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back again, another half hour of discussion regarding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. Help yourself to the info, which is published both on the talkers.com website and gooddayshow.com website. You get the list, the charts for the stories and the people. Stay up on top of that every week, thanks to Michael and the folks that are working with him. So we're talking a lot about politics becomes a big part of the mana, if you will, on talk radio programs around the country. And so I discovered something this week that I really wanted to, when I thought about this, I wanted to get Michael Harrison's point of view on this political reality. Now, we're into the new session, the new season. There are members of Congress around the country. We have new governors. We have people who are taking slots. And all of a sudden, there's a trend. This is, I think we're 7 weeks right into the new year, and most of the newer, they got elected in November, and they were sworn in 1st or 2nd of January. So already, I did a survey, a quick survey, looking at a half a dozen different states around the country, just to see what's happening. What intrigued me was there were a number of people resigning from jobs in the Massachusetts House and Senate to take jobs with some a big council or some political action group or some way they can exercise their political power in a different way and make a lot more money.
Yeah, their influence.
So I'm just looking at the number around the country. So far, there are about 140 people who are members, and some of them are brand new this year, lawmakers who are sworn in to serve out their term, and they're already leaving to go to new jobs. So whether they have just used these as stepping stones, these positions.
Oh, my goodness.
But they excuse me. But, no, I mean, can you imagine?
What a shock.
We'll do that, yes. So what the question is, how do new people get elected? The elections were just over. So what happens to those seats? Sorry about my allergy to rain. What happens to those seats? And this is true. Well, they it becomes more noticeable when you're a member of Congress. But let's just say you're a member of a state legislature or you're a mayor or whatever the job is. You know what I'm talking about. And you get elected to get visibility, and somebody sees you and they pluck you away from the job that you were elected so you can get a better, bigger job. Yes, just like that. Mm-hmm. So what is it when somebody leaves public service to go to work for some powerful trade group? Did they do it just to enhance? I know some people, the woman who is the deputy whip in Massachusetts, is somebody who happens to be my state rep. Danielle Gregoire is her name, and she's the second most powerful person in the House. And she's gotten there because she stayed with the job. She came, visited with me because I wanted to know more about her and told me what she was doing and stuff. And so I asked her this question, what about all these people? Are you going to stay in your job? And she said yes. And I said, well, what about all these other people who are leaving? They just got there, and they're leaving already. And she says it's a real problem because committee assignments get changed and there are not enough people for a quorum. They can't get people to vote. See, this is the behind the scenes. This is how government really works. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if there's been, if you think there ought to be a discussion about this on a talk radio program, a political talk radio program. Well, you know, how do we get served by those people who are supposed to be in service to us?
Well, that's a great question, and you bring up a very interesting circumstance. I hadn't thought about the numbers involved, but obviously you're saying that there's large numbers to support this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should hold people accountable the same way as if you went to work someplace or you signed a contract. That if you're elected to serve a job, a mayor, a congressperson, an assembly or a state senate seat, whatever it may be, that there's an implied contract that you owe the people a certain amount of time to fulfill the job. And
so what do you do to keep them there, though? What do you hold over their heads?
They can't leave.
To make them. Well, why can't they leave?
Because they committed to do this job. You can't if you take a job and you sign a contract.
Is there a contract? Remember the
not
contract
that I know of. I don't know of any contracts.
A contract? No, they have a contract.
You know,
they're not required to do anything except get a paycheck. They don't have to show up. They don't have to vote. They don't have to.
A lot of times the voters are to blame. That somebody will run for office. And you know that it's a stepping stone. The run for take DeSantis, in Florida. He's supposed to be there for X number of years as governor now, but he may leave to. That's why it was very interesting. Do you remember when Bob Dole, who was a pretty decent man, when he ran for president, he resigned the most powerful Senate position, and then he wound up being out of the Senate. But he resigned.
In the meantime. When McCain ran for president, he was running for president and the Senate at the same time. And he got reelected to the Senate, but he didn't get elected president. Remember that?
Right.
So there's the...
And in New Jersey, they have a situation I recently discovered where you could be a state rep and a mayor. You could have two positions.
Yeah.
You know, these are all interesting twists.
We have the chairman of the school committee in Framingham is a state rep. So she has two jobs. Very interesting. And then you look around. It's not the House. You don't often have the same. And it's certainly locally is different than nationally. But I was just looking into Senator Markey. I call him Senator Malarkey because he's such a BSer. Ed Markey was a congressman for many years from Massachusetts. Then he became the senator. And if you look at his, this is the same story over and over again. These records, if people look into them, the news media, etc. I think the best example that I came on to early was when Lyndon Johnson, who had been a school teacher, got elected to a state position in Texas. Then he got elected to Congress. Then he became a very powerful member of Congress, and then he became vice president. Mm-hmm. And when he went into public office, his net worth was less than $10,000. When he got out of the presidency, he was worth $43 million. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that happen? So I'm looking at Markey's. His wife is she's a public official in Washington. I forget what she does, but at any rate, this guy was the same thing as LBJ. He didn't have he had humble beginnings, and now the guy has three homes that are all worth $2-3 million apiece. One's in Washington, one's here in Massachusetts, and one is, I don't know whether, I think it's down in Florida. So how do you get to that point when you don't have anything to begin with and you're at a public person? You know, the salary of a senator is $182,000 a year, I think, or something like that.
Well, let's find out and do it.
Well, what, go and see what they've done?
Sounds like a great business.
Sounds like a deal, right?
Yep. Yeah, run for office, claim that it was stolen from you, and then start a committee to raise money from your fans.
Yeah, right, exactly. To pay the bills.
The word that's popular, again, it's an old word. It's back on the scene. It's called grift, grifters.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of grifting going on.
Well,
politicians are very, very, for the most part, slimy people.
Yeah. So the guy who was this particular congressman served Northwest Ohio, very well-known family. They were wealthy. He was wealthy before he went into office. His family had a bank, and they did. They were wealthy, and that's one of the reasons he had the money to run to be a congressman. So he happened to die in office. And there was $6 million in his reelection campaign fund. And so the wife got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does she do with it? She did whatever she wants.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. There's so many loopholes and ways to extract money from people. I mean, I don't know. I'm in the media so long, in the news media, that I don't know if I get the same amount of spam and political hype in my emails and my letters and my texts as the average person who's not in this business gets. But all day long, I am hit up for money from personal messages from Joe Biden, Donald Trump.
Hey,
Mike, it's Joe. Are you with me, man?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, wow, Joe Biden sent me a personal email. Man, Mike, are you with me? Trump, Trump asks me for money every half hour. Do you get that?
No, I'm not on anybody's list because they listen.
Oh, my
and they
God.
Know I can't be bought, and neither can you, but they still think they... I think it's insulting, actually.
No, they don't want to buy me. They want me to try to buy them.
Buy them. Yeah,
Donald Trump is wondering why the Republicans and the Democrats send me letters saying, as a loyal Democrat, as a loyal Republican, they make this assumption. Donald Trump wants to know why you haven't answered this. He's aware of,
Yeah, don't you love that? Donald Trump has asked me to reach out to you to send $100 to his campaign.
But they treat the people like they are stupid.
Yep. Well, I think a lot of people are, because look at where we are. We get the old expression? Somebody said, was it Harry Truman? You get the government that you deserve? Somebody said that. I don't remember.
So how could I possibly, seeing how slimy they all are, actually believe in them from a standpoint other than being a necessary evil?
Yeah.
The medicine is worse than the disease.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There you go. All right, let's talk about the most interesting name on the people list this week is Vivek Ramaswamy, who is 37 years old. He wants to be president. He runs some company. He's been very successful. They're very smart. Wants to run as a Republican. Never heard of him before. I saw him on the people list at Talkers this week, so I nosed around, and that's what I found out. Would I vote for him? I don't know. How does that name go on a poster down in Mississippi? Or in somebody took a shot at me this week because I'm always putting Mississippi in a in a bad light.
Well,
okay.
Fortunately, so, Mississippi hasn't. Hello to our friends in Mississippi, but
yeah, right.
Mississippi is not the swing state that elections have turned on.
No, that's right. Nobody really, you know, nobody pays much attention. You know, all right. So there's one name.
Yeah, isn't there always a young outsider? With an interesting ethnic background and a entrepreneur who's made a lot of money running for president out of the blue. Who was the guy that wound up? Andrew Yang was his. I don't remember what was his name. You know,
yes, Andrew Yang. He was very
Andrew
good.
Andrew Yang, and he ran for for mayor in New York.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody. There's always newcomers. Look at Pete Buttigieg. You know.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old mayor of a small city.
And he shot his wad because he doesn't have any, it would appear, he doesn't have any testicular fortitude. Nobody knew anything about the train wreck. He sat on it. And this week he apologizes for having done nothing and said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of ruins our thinking of him. We thought he was, you know, kind of a
He came across kind of intelligent. And refreshing on a few CNN interviews, and then bingo, you know, let's make him president.
All right. That's it. Yep. Okay. Well, better than Harvey Weinstein being president. Weinstein, I guess, right? Under the circumstances. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib. Ibrance 125mg tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Connie, from Rockstar. We have Chuck Curry here, getting him out of his man cave so he can go on the air with us at 53 past the hour on Good Day with our Friday overview of what's coming out this weekend and an historical perspective on something obviously that has to do with Rocky. All right, so Chucker, take it away.
Well, I noticed before I got on the air, I checked RottenTomatoes.com and saw that United Artists have released the advance reviews a week before Creed III hits theaters next Thursday night. And they're positive. Right now, 87% positive, about 47 reviews released on that site. That's good when the studio has confidence in their film, because some studios try to wait until the last minute or at least the last 48 hours. When you get them released a week before, that's usually a good sign that this film is tested well in preview screenings, and it appears that a majority of critics already like the film, although they do say it has very little humor, but Michael B. Jordan does a pretty good job directing, and it is a compelling film with some really good boxing.
Not interested at all.
Not at all, huh?
Nope, not at all.
It was interesting.
If Stallone's not in it or a part of it, it's not a Rocky movie's first.
Fair point. This is the ninth installment in the overall Rocky universe. Original Rocky came out in 1976. If I had to pick a favorite of all the Rocky films, one, obviously the original, but I love Rocky Balboa. I love that movie. I think that is a great film. I thought that should have been nominated for Best Picture also. I thought he did a great job in that movie. But overall, I like every one of them. Every single one I would give a thumbs up.
Jean Smart, one of our best actresses, veteran actresses, 71 years old, shared news this week on Instagram that she had a heart procedure done. They halted her show, Hacks. I didn't realize it was still. I've seen some of the first season, and it was really quite good, frankly. But, it's like so many other shows. You don't know they're there because there's so many of them. I'm watching on the plane coming out to Los Angeles last night stuff that I've never said. There's a sort of a movie, I think it was an Apple movie, that Jennifer Lawrence was in called Causeway. Have you ever heard of that? Never heard of that movie, right?
I heard of it, but I have not watched it. You are right when you say there's a ton of content. I mean, think about this. Go back to a time period which you remember, I remember, in the 70s or 80s. Well, in the 70s, three networks, ABC, CBS, yeah. NBC. That was it. So if something aired on, and I'll give you an example because I was looking at this day, this week actually in TV history, I don't remember the exact year or date, but when Schindler's List first aired on NBC, 65 million people watched that movie on NBC. Now think about now, 2023. If you could get 10 million people to watch anything in one night on a network, it would be a massive home run. I'm discounting Super Bowl. So, I'm just talking about television. It would be amazing to do that because there's so much diversification throughout streaming and cable. It is incredible.
I saw that James Spader is talking about the last season of The Blacklist. And part of it is that he thinks he's played the same character long enough. But also, the audience, which has been very, very loyal, I thought that was a fabulous show, starts this weekend, goes for another 4 months, and that's the end of it. But the idea that there is so much, when he started, there were 15, I mean, that show was fabulously successful. First couple of seasons attracted 10, 12, 14 million people, which was a big haul.
Yes.
For television. Now, there's 6 million people watching it, or 7 million. That's a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
It is.
But anyway, that's another. But he was so good. That show was so well written and so well done.
And for 10 years. All, I mean, think of what it takes to sit in a writing room and keep a show at a high bar for 10 years. I mean, a lot of theatrical scripts. They can't even, 50% of them can't even get it right just to write a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And these guys are writing for 10 years.
Speaking of a 2-hour movie, Alec Baldwin is still in court this week. He entered a not guilty plea in the Rust shooting case, but he's not going to have to go to court anymore. I'm going to ask Steve Wiseman about that from the countdown. That's a very interesting.
And they're finishing that project, correct?
They're going to finish it and release it. Yes.
I tell you, he has to have some strong mental fortitude to be able to deal with one thing in one hand and work on that project and finish it with, I guess, what you would say is fairly bad karma.
What's the big movie this week? What's this week?
It's just really going to be Cocaine Bear. Yeah, I don't want to say it's a big movie, but it's going to be probably number one.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. You're going to watch the SAG Awards on Netflix on Sunday?
I will. I'll let you know what I think Monday.
Are you going to? Okay. Good. I'll be looking forward to it because I'm not watching. All right, Chucker. You're the man.
Thank you.
On the Good Day program at 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.